Long simmering tensions continue to stalk U.S. and Chinese officials, even as they meet today to try and thaw frosty relations. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. No single company has epitomized the trade row between the U.S. and China quite like telecoms giant Huawei. The company's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, has been under house arrest in Canada since 2018, accused of fraud by the U.S. Just days after her detention, and allegedly in retaliation, two Canadians were charged with spying in China, though Beijing has always denied that claim. Now the pair have a trial date, as the BBC's Robin Brandt reports from Shanghai.
Meng Wanzhou has been free to travel around her home in Vancouver, fighting an extradition request and fraud charges. Meanwhile, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor have been locked up here in China, with no access to outside lawyers and rarely able to contact embassy officials or their families. The two men are due to appear separately in courts in Beijing and the North Korean border city of Dandong on Friday and Monday.
That's Robin Brandt reporting from Shanghai there. Well, the UN agency that focuses on the impact of trade says it now expects the global economy to recover more quickly from the coronavirus pandemic than previously forecast. But the UN Conference on Trade and Development predicts that at the end of 2021, the economy will still be $10 trillion smaller than if the pandemic hadn't happened at all. The BBC's Jonathan Josephs has that story.
Last year, as coronavirus restrictions forced shops, offices and other businesses to close, the economy shrank by a record amount. The UN Conference on Trade and Development predicts national income will be 20.2% smaller by the end of this year compared to where it might have been if the pandemic hadn't happened. On this measure of the size of the economy, the UK fares worse than any other member of the G20 group of the world's biggest economies, except India. The report attributes the UK's woes to the chaotic nature of the initial response to the pandemic and to the unique disruption caused by Brexit. However, the relatively rapid rollout of vaccines is seen as a sign of hope, with the UK's economy predicted to grow 4.4% this year, which is higher than the 4% predicted by the Office for Budget Responsibility earlier this month.
That's Jonathan Josephs reporting there. Checking the numbers now, global shares are moving higher this morning. Germany's DAX is up 0.7%, led by strong gains in the auto sector. London's FTSE 100, meanwhile, is little changed ahead of a rate decision from the Bank of England later today. Vaccines are key to restarting economies around the world, so all eyes today are on new findings about the safety of AstraZeneca's shot. The European Union's drug regulator is due to present the latest findings of its investigation into the company's vaccines later today. It's been reviewing whether or not the drug is linked to blood clots after more than a dozen countries temporarily suspended its use. Germany initially dismissed concerns from some European nations, saying there was no evidence to support a link between the vaccine and blood clots. But earlier this week, Germany joined several other governments in temporarily suspending use. From Berlin, the BBC's Jenny Hill explains why the German government took the decision and what the consequences might be.
Is Germany playing it too safe? Infection is spreading fast here, cases rising in newly reopened kindergartens like this one, where children huddle on the floor for a game with manager Isabella Davis. Nursery workers have been pushed up the vaccination priority list. Isabella and her staff were offered the AstraZeneca jab.
I think it's devastating. Three of us were vaccinated on Sunday. Two others would have had it today, but that was cancelled. Even if they reapprove it, my colleagues don't want to have it now.
Germany dismissed concerns about AstraZeneca and blood clotting from other countries. It's used 1.6 million doses. But then it emerged seven people here have developed a rare type of blood clot on the brain within days of receiving the jab. Experts say statistically they'd expect around one. The cases are deemed so severe, three people died, that the health minister, Jens Spahn, argues it would be irresponsible not to pause the programme. Germany's unlikely to further relax lockdown restrictions, and the shoppers picking up fruit and veg at this Berlin market are all wearing their face masks. Just 8% of the population has had a first dose of vaccine. AstraZeneca has had a bit of an image problem here, in part because the government initially blocked its use in older people. But this country needs all the vaccine it can get. On the sixth floor of an old tower block, men arrange tables, bottles of disinfectant in shabby rooms. It's a night shelter for homeless people. And in this makeshift vaccination centre, they were due to start giving jabs of AstraZeneca to residents yesterday.
It is very sad for the people who live here.
Andreas Klein is one of the managers here.
Many of them are at risk, vulnerable, so it would be good if they could be vaccinated as fast as possible. And the same for the staff. We don't know when or if we can start again, so we're uncertain. It's a shame.
The German government says this wasn't a political decision, and it's hard to see what the gain might be. Around 200 people die from COVID every day in this country, and public dissatisfaction is growing. Ministers insist this was about inspiring trust. It may be they've achieved quite the opposite.
That's the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from Berlin there. Finally, Reddit investors who took on Wall Street by buying stock in GameStop have now decided where to put some of that cash. And it's not on fancy cars or plasma TVs. Rather, it's on protecting wild African gorillas. Around 3,500 gorillas have been adopted by traders in just 6 days so far. For some pictures of those gorillas, head to our website. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.